Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I talk about my college experience and how I managed to graduate in 3 years. This episode is kind of going to be more of a story time, so just me talking to you guys, kind of going through, my experience over the last 3 years. So let's jump right in. I have just officially taken and passed my last class I needed in order to graduate last week. What does this mean? In December, if the coronavirus can settle enough for us to walk to graduation or walk at graduation, I will officially be able to. Otherwise, I think they said that we can always walk in May if we choose to, and obviously I want to walk at some point, so whenever that happens, I will take it. I also can't wait to just simply get the diploma in the mail. I have no idea how long it takes for it to get here or for them to go through, I guess, my entire coursework and see. But anyways, I just can't wait to be holding it and say that I officially have graduated. But other than that, a bit of background. I have gone to San Diego State University these past 3 years. It was my first choice because I love the campus. They have a highly recognized and impacted business school, and I did like the idea of staying nearby. Now, ironically, this was the only California school I actually applied to. I basically wanted SDSU or to leave California in general. I had a lot of New York schools. I had some in Seattle, and I kind of forget the others. But I got into SDSU, and so I was really excited. I spent the first year in the dorms because despite living in San Diego, I wanted the college experience of staying away and taking care of myself, meeting new people in the dorms, and just kind of being independent in a way that I can't really necessarily be so at home. It was only a really great, it was just a really great year overall. I was lucky to have the newest dorms, so at the time, they were just the completely newly designed. I think only like one group of kids had stayed there for only one semester, so it was brand new. It was generally a really nice place to live. We had no issues with like, I don't know what issues you get in like older dorms. Like, I don't know. There's just all these stories about like really bad dorms. Luckily, I didn't have that. It literally felt like just a nice apartment style dorm. And so I only just had to share it with one roommate. We had our own bathroom. It was really nice. So it was a good time in the dorms. And then one of my now best friends lived across the hall too. So it wasn't for being in the dorms. I would have never met her. It was honestly a great experience because I had to do the chores and get out to go shopping or grab food by myself, organize it myself with work and school, and develop a good schedule with my classes and getting to the gym. And I think it was really the first time where I started truly doing things by myself. Now that I'm back home with my mom, I really like when she comes grocery shopping and very easy tasks like that. I just like company, but having that year to myself where I kind of had to do things by myself, it did feel good. And finally, I think it was the first time where I had to be productive and manage my own time truly on my own. And so that was something that I was able to take on for the next few years until now. And I barely came home the entire first semester. The second semester, I would crash here and there on weekends. Usually, I babysat around my neighborhood, so I just kind of found it way easier to just crash here and then go back to the dorms the next day. But it was, overall a very good experience. I was also really lucky because in the first semester, I got accepted in a study abroad program for that winter break in Rome, Italy, to study an entrepreneurship course. So I got into it my very first winter break in college. I was already in Rome, and it was such a unique experience, and I loved literally every minute of it. I would definitely be making a episode at some point about studying abroad, but it was truly an experience I will treasure forever. I stayed there for like, I think it was 2.5 weeks, and it was the perfect time to adventure the city because I always said I wouldn't like spending an entire semester away, so finding this short program was literally perfect. The entire time, we just, me along with a few people that I got really along with there, we just kind of traveled Rome, and then for one day, this one girl and I, we went to Florence, and so that was also a very fun day. But doing this class also gave me 3 units extra, because obviously it was a course, but I wasn't really doing it for the class, I suppose. It was more like a really cool experience that I just wanted. And so that ended up leading me to having the units as an extra course. And I never came into college wanting to graduate early. I came in with just 3 transferable courses, but without realizing it necessarily, I kept doing things for reasons other than graduating early. But obviously, they did end up giving me credits. So I just kind of went along college and did whatever I wanted to for other reasons. And then slowly, obviously, I started knocking out classes and realizing, hey, like, I actually can graduate early. And I'll kind of expand on that throughout this whole little story time. But yeah, my plan was never to actually graduate early. So what I mean by just getting those credits, I mean that by the end of winter break, I was a class short of a semester early because I had came in with my 3 classes. I had done the extra class in Italy, so I just needed 1 more class in order to actually graduate that semester early. And I just had been told so many times by people who are ahead of me, upperclassmen, or just people who are just a couple semesters older than me, to take GEs at a community college because it wasn't worth spending the money for them at SDSU, and that honestly some of the GE professors just weren't the greatest, so you might as well take it somewhere else. So just like I had been told, I followed that advice and I decided that I might as well take a class during summer. I took just 1 because I had never done a summer class before. I didn't really know exactly what a community college was going to be, but I also know myself and I get bored extremely easily. So I figured just taking 1 class wasn't going to be the end of the world. It ended up working out perfectly. And again, at this point, I wasn't even paying attention to my units. I had just been told to take them at community college whenever you can. And I just figured that taking it over summer for 8 weeks was faster and more efficient than having to wait for the actual semester and have to take it in, what is it normally, like 15 weeks. So I decided if I can get a class done in 8 weeks, I might as well. So that's, once again, wasn't paying attention to, I guess, my classes and needing to graduate early because I don't need to. I just was doing it because I get bored and people told me to take classes somewhere else. So I decided that summer was just the best time to try it. And they were also online courses, so it was easy for me to do them at home. I didn't have to drive to campus every time for the classes because I'm not a huge fan of having to drive for like 1 class in a day. That just didn't sound like the move, especially during summer. And I was also working. So if I can get an online class, then I decided why not try for it. So moving forward to second year, I was no longer at the dorms. I lived with my mom for the first time in the last 2 years. And like I said, I still live with my mom right now. It was fun. It's easy. I really have no issues with living at home. So for me, it was the perfect move. I didn't have to spend any money on the actual dorms and might as well just get housed for free here. So the first semester that year, I took almost entirely online. I realized I really liked the setup of the summer courses at the community college, and I had taken a few hybrids at State, which is basically where like half of the class is online and half of the class is in person. So you have to go to class only like once usually a week, and the other stuff you can get either through a recording or just like an online course type of thing. So I just figured that if I had liked the hybrids and I had liked the course at the community college during summer, then I probably would like fully online classes from State as well. And honestly, I did. I do really well in online classes. I even made a whole episode last week about how to thrive in an online class environment because I really do feel like I've nailed it. So I will definitely put that link down below. But yeah, I generally excel in those classes. I figured it out the best way for me that I do well in them. So I figured why not? So I had all but 1 class online and it was great. So then winter break came and I took the very last class that I needed to complete my GEs and actually start my major courses. So at that point, I basically did all my upper division GEs. It's kind of a weird idea, I guess, but since I was missing that 1 key GE, I couldn't move onto anything else. So I figured instead of getting stuck next semester, I might as well take it during winter break since it was offered. So it was just a 2-week long course and I knew it was going to be a little intense, but I figured why not? I had done online courses before and it was just 2 weeks of pushing myself because otherwise I had almost 5 weeks of winter break with nothing to do, but work. And like I said, I get bored easily, so I figured, why not? So again, I was like, might as well just do it. I finished the class, passed, which I do want to say I've never failed a class, because otherwise that would obviously cause me to either fall behind or just basically keep me on track to graduate in the full 4 years, I guess. So just know that during this, I've never failed a class, which is also why I was able to graduate early. So yes, then summer came for that second year, and I basically had the same thinking. I did well in the last 8-week summer course. I've excelled in past SCSU online classes. Might as well do another summer course. I think I took 2 or 3 that summer. I can't exactly remember, but it was definitely more than I had that first semester. I remember thinking, you know what, it is definitely a lot more and I do have work, but I think I can make it through. So I did that and I finished all the classes. And then at the end of summer, it was time to start planning out my classes for the following semester. And since I was doing that, I kind of realized that I didn't have many classes left and that maybe I should start planning for the rest of college. Because sometimes when you start getting into upper division classes, some of them aren't offered certain semesters and so what. So I decided, let's just plan it all out and just see. And that's kind of when I realized that I was just one class short from actually graduating an entire year early. Again, wasn't in my plans. I had never known that this was going to happen, but it just did because I kept taking classes. I had known that I could graduate a semester early because I obviously came in with a few of them. I knew I had taken some classes. I knew that was going to be possible, but I did think that there would be a few other classes that I needed to do and that I would either pick up a minor for that second semester, or if anything sang to me, or I would split my last semester in two so that I can lighten the load and work. And then as I was planning the classes, I remember I was on the phone with a friend and I had to double check my class plan like 3 times, made 2 of my friends check it, then my mom, because it just didn't seem real to me. I just didn't really understand the fact that I had actually been so close to graduating a year early. Well, it was true, it was accurate. I had no reason to actually doubt my own, I guess, accomplishments. But yes, considering I had already taken winter courses before, I just decided to take that last class that I needed during winter break of my third year. So that's what I did. And there ended up being an issue in the enrollment of one of my classes the second semester, my third year, because I needed prereqs that I was taking that actual summer, so my professor didn't let me stay in. I had this issue in the past, but no professor actually told me I couldn't stay in. So that was kind of a weird issue and an unplanned event, I guess. I was supposed to fully be done by May, but because of that one class I couldn't take, I decided to just take it in summer. So I took 4 instead of 5 classes this past spring semester, and then I took my last class, well, basically just now I finished it during summer. So that's pretty much all my classes that I had taken throughout my past 3 years. It just, none of it was planned. All of it was done because I heard not to take certain professors or to take this class there, or I wanted to go to Italy because that sounded fun and that gave me credits, like, or I get bored easily, so I figured why not take a class because it'll be something to do. And all of that kind of led me to being able to graduate early. It really is doable to graduate in 3 years, whether that's what you plan to do or not. Maybe you don't even want to. Maybe you do want to spend your full 4 years in college, and that's completely normal and okay. Like I said, I never knew I was going to. I kind of figured I would graduate a year early after taking the first few classes, but I never fully thought about my entire class plan as a whole to realize the more classes that I was taking, just because it was a break, so why not take a class here and there? It meant that I had to take less classes in the future, if that makes any sense. So the more classes that I obviously take during a summer means that I didn't have to take those at the end when normally it'd be somebody's like 4th year. So the more that I was taking, the less I had to take in the long term, I suppose. So I always said it would sound really cool to graduate in 2020 rather than 2021, which was my expected graduation date. especially that my sister was going to graduate high school in 2020. I just thought it'd be really cool to say rather than some like random year, you got to say like a double number, like a 20 to a 20. And that's basically what I said or what I did. Well, all I have to say is that 2020 isn't ideal, but it also is the year that I got to graduate a year early at the age of 20. So it sounds kind of cool. 2020 at the age of 20. It made me very happy to know that it actually was possible for me to graduate this year. And that's a big accomplishment to me. So if you have the time to take even just a class or two during summer and can manage a short but more intensive class during the winter break, then do it. You'll be knocking out classes slowly rather than watching Netflix or becoming bored at home. I find any time when I'm busy, such as managing work and classes or right now work with my brand, I also become so much more productive and cautious about how I spend my time, but also how to enjoy my free time because I know there's only so much time that I have. So that's why I really like staying busy, I suppose, because I know that I need to be on top of my ish when I have work time. And I know that when I do have free time, I better go out and have fun with my friends because otherwise it'll be work time soon. So here's the moral of the story. If you're in college or going to be soon, enjoy your time. Whether you're in the dorms, other apartments, or living at home, do what feels right to you or what you're capable of doing. I've actually never thought I even wanted to be in the dorms until I read this book one time all about college, and they recommended doing the dorms, and my mom agreed with the book and when I was talking to her, and so that's when I was like, wow, maybe I should. And it seems crazy to me now to think that I didn't even want to be in the dorms in the first place, but I'm really glad I did. So do what feels right to you. I'm happy I did, but maybe it isn't the move for you. I love and am thankful I got to study in Italy and experience that culture for a few weeks. And if those few weeks are for you, great. If you want to experience the city and surrounding areas, then do so. If you want to do a full semester abroad and go out and study hard during your free time, then do that. If you want to spend 4 years in college, of course, do that. That's normal. College is completed by everybody in different like lengths of time. Just because you need a few extra years or you can accomplish something sooner, then that's what works for you and that's completely okay. If you have that degree, you have that degree. If you need more time in college because you're balancing work, family, or even doubling majors or taking a minor, good for you for making it work. And if you want to try and finish early, work hard to pass your classes and take courses outside of your traditional fall and spring semesters whenever possible. That is honestly the best way to be able to do it. And again, try not to fail a class. If you fail a class, that means you have to do two times the work. Figure out a plan that works for you and work hard to achieve it. Now, that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. This week, I want to first announce, as I mentioned briefly at the very beginning of the episode, is that I officially passed my very last college course. I'm super happy. I got the grade 3 days ago, so I am so pumped. And yeah, that's about it for my college experience, I suppose. But yeah, other than that, I also went to my dermatologist appointment to get my last month of Accutane. So I'm going to be starting that, tomorrow. So super pumped to get that officially done. I will be off of Accutane. You will stop hearing about it so much, apart from probably one or two more little Accutane updates / concluding episodes probably, and a few blog posts, of course. But other than that, my sleep schedule is also getting so much better. And for some people, sleep is just sleep. It's easy. You go to bed when you're tired. You wake up when you're awake. But for me, it can be the biggest struggle, and it's been like that since high school. So when I tell you that my sleep schedule is getting better, it is nearly perfect, to me at least, I'm telling you I am excited, I mean it. There's only once this week where I couldn't fall asleep right away, and I stayed up for a bit over an hour. I want to say it was probably closer to like an hour 20, and then as far as waking up, I have been trying to wake up at 9 a.m., and sometimes I have struggled to wake up more so in terms of energy. Like I will be scrolling through my phone. That's kind of the best way I find right now to be able to actually wake up. I know if I just stood up, I would just be going to my computer anyways because I'm not in the mood to eat yet. I'm not in the mood to work out. So kind of scrolling through my phone and kind of, I do things that make me happy on my phone. I never like go to things that like make me, put me in a bad mood. So it is the best way for me to wake up. But the last 3 days, let me just tell you, I have woken up before my alarm. Not just once, not just by a couple minutes, but yesterday was even by 12 minutes. That's almost a fourth of an hour of waking up early before my alarm at 9 a.m. Normally, I wake up at like, I don't know, during my very, very bad times, it was between 11 and 12. More recently, it'll usually be between 10:30 and 11:30. So me waking up 12 minutes before 9 a.m. alarm is just unheard of, and I don't remember the last time I've done that whatsoever. So when I tell you I'm happy about this, I am extremely proud. So other than being proud about a weird sleep schedule, the last good news I have is that my friend who lives outside of California came back finally for school. So I'm super, super happy to have her back here and I get to hang out with her. I get to finally see her and not through just FaceTime. So it's been a lot of good news this week and we're doing well. And that's pretty much all I have. But with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next week. Bye guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast. And I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.